Where's Bob? Right. .com.
Bob is.
Where's Bob
may
at?
Join us via the phone, and he may not. I guess it's up to him. Right now, we'll say hi to Hardline. They're out at, I think, Main Event.
Yes.
But
yes, we are. Where is Bob? That's what I want to know. That's what everybody wants to know.
Where's Bob at?
We're not really
a big point of controversy.
Supposed to mention his name,
Grego,
by order of the lawyer. So,
well, I mean, he's got a phone, right? He can call in.
I don't know if we're allowed to have him on anymore. I'm not sure how the whole thing works. We're gonna have a meeting about it. You can read about it in the book on the ticket. So you are at Main Event in Plano? Do we want to promote that?
Yeah.
I think we do.
So...
Yes. By the way, dude, let me just warn you.
Uh-oh.
Dan, not Donovan.
I know who dude is.
You need to be careful tomorrow with Adam Scott, not the golfer, the actor.
Who's that?
Derek.
Oh, Derek.
Yeah.
Gonna be on our show tomorrow. Derek from Step Brothers, baby.
Because you realize
where is he?
That it was 1 year ago that he started doing publicity for his movie that came out in the summer. That publicity now is over, and the publicity that he's gonna be wanting to do is for his new program.
On Stars called Party Down.
And I'm warning you, if you get too Step Brothers intensive and have a Chris Farley interview. I'm predicting the... Look, guys, I got to get out of here. Thank you.
I guess we'll see. Because I know him as Derek, and that's who
right.
I will
and
interview.
You know what? You probably could have got him this time last year.
I will interview Derek.
When the movie came out.
Now, what was the name of the halfway pornographic show on HBO that he was in?
Entertainment News Corby, who knows how to handle show business.
Mike?
Yeah, what was that show, Mike, that...
Eastbound and Down.
Love...
No.
Tell Me You Love Me.
Tell Me You Love Me. Right. Well, he was
in that?
Dead
yes, the guy in Step Brothers was in that?
Yeah,
Derek was... Guys.
Yeah.
All right, now, which one is he in Step Brothers?
He got a Hange.
Derek, the one who sings, the cocky one, who went...
Hasn't had a carb in 4 years.
Money and stuff.
Yeah.
His name was
yelling at his
what time is he on tomorrow,
because
Tom?
She doesn't get her part right on Sweet Child of Mine.
Right.
2:15.
Right.
2:15.
And
he isn't Tell Me You Love Me.
He was Pollock. He was dealing up Penny from Lost.
You know what? As a matter of fact,
nice.
You might want to let me sit in on that interview.
Oh, here we go.
Look.
Let me sit
in. I don't know who's
pitching.
I'm sure
we'll
have to go all seven innings for us.
Why don't I just...
Yes, I'll have to interview him.
What about basketball, Corby? What did you say?
Anybody strapped on those shoes yet? I'm just wearing my running shoes out here.
Oh, okay.
I'm actually in a boot now. I cracked my ankle. I don't know if you knew that.
A Nike or a Reebok running boot?
Look at him. Look how pathetic he is.
It's terrible.
How do you do on the dance machine there? Dance Dance Revolution with that boot.
Out here?
Yeah.
He doesn't do well. He's closer to death
He's
than
breaking
me.
It. Today is Tuesday, April 14th, 104th day of the year, 261 days left in 2009.
Taxes in, everybody.
That's right, tax
in fact,
day.
This killer is here.
Tax day tomorrow. On this day in 1865, Aubrey, President Abraham Lincoln was shot.
Oh, he got his.
By John Wilkes Booth while attending the comedy Our American Cousin.
I remember that.
At Ford's Theater in Washington. Lincoln would die the following morning.
Oh, no.
With our American.
I hear that was kind of the prequel to Step Brothers.
What was bigger, Mike, that or the Kennedy? What, I mean, how did just Dallas, how did Dallas react?
I don't know. I grew up in the 60s.
Right, that's why.
This was 1865.
That's
yeah.
The 60s, Mike.
The 1960s.
Oh, Mike, what a day this is for you. On this day in 1912, the British liner RMS Titanic collided with an iceberg
in
the North Atlantic and began sinking.
And that's why Bob left early.
Is that why you wanted me to hold your hand when I walked in?
That had one thing to do with it.
Bob was going back in time to warn him.
Yeah. He had to go fill the bathtub up with ice.
But you know what? Whatever happened, happened.
Right, dead is dead.
Mike, if you could go back in time and warn Leonardo DiCaprio to not get on that ship, would you?
No. Because then the greatness of the movie wouldn't never have been made.
Is there an up-tempo part to that song, or does it all sound like that? That's the only part that
there's a techno section.
I think there's a dance mix in there.
Right.
So, this is... God bless it. So the last song she sang at her concert was the slowest song of the night.
I want to do this song on Dance Dance Revolution.
That doesn't make sense.
It's making love song,
yeah,
dude.
To get everybody in the mood after the concert.
It's closing time, dude.
Well, believe me. She
final
didn't have
call,
to do anything
last
else.
Call.
The Frau was in the mood.
Were they?
Yes.
Did you drag some out of that mic?
Until they looked over and saw what they were with.
Right.
And then that got them out of
it. And it wasn't Jack who snuck on the boat.
Right. It was their husband.
It was Ed, whose ass was hanging out of his jeans.
Who's texting or updating their Facebook page.
No, actually, Ed was really excited. He thought he was about to get lucky.
Hey, Mike, did you drag something out of there?
No, Donovan, I didn't drag anything out of there.
Why not?
Because... just wanted to see the show, okay?
Why didn't you drag that out of there? Celine. You're
take
Mike.
Care.
You're
take
Ryan's.
Care of yourself.
He's
all
right.
Emails here. Hey, good strongs. This is Jason, the bald-headed, birthmarked brother who occasionally creeps you guys out at ticket events. Today is my 28th birthday. I was not awakened in that special way.
Oh, no.
But I feel my birthday will be special... if I'm wished a happy birthday by Claudette. Please make this happen, not just for me, but for America. Baby arm from Jason.
Now let's stop down for a little Claudette.
Jason, happy birthday, buddy. Hope you have a great 28th,
man. Now let's stop down for a little Claudette.
This is going to be a special birthday for you, bud.
Now let's stop down for a little Claudette.
Hopefully you go out and...
now let's stop down for a little Claudette.
Hold it. What?
Right there.
What?
This is for the troops. You're going to let them down?
That's for America, dude.
Dude, did you mention the troops? Hold on, I have to stand
up.
I'm standing up.
Good for Detroit.
It's for Detroit. It's for the auto industry. It's for the troops.
It's for New Orleans.
For New Orleans. For Chocolate City. Come on.
I'm not really into any of those things.
Not just for the bald-headed, birthmarked brother, Jason.
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
No.
This is for the memory of Abraham Lincoln, dude.
Yeah.
I'm not caving.
And for the General Titanic. Stonewall Jackson.
And for the Titanic, dude.
You know what would be better? Is if Jason heard a few Paul Harvey jokes. And I don't know who has any right now.
That is changing the subject. This poor guy asked for one thing.
For Paul Harvey joke.
This guy has no woman.
Right.
All he does is listen to the ticket.
That's all he has is a birthmark.
He has a bag.
Yeah, he's a black guy with a birthmark.
He has nothing, dude. The rest of his life is all just...
no one woke him up in
looking
that special
garbage hands
who
knows for scraps
how else
of food.
He may have been cheated by fate.
Is a black guy with a birthmark got a birthmark?
Come on.
I like it.
Come on, Claudette.
Give all one right. thing to a black
okay.
person.
Okay. God bless
besides
it.
Two-thirds of a vote. Come on.
Plantation Corby.
Yeah, he's got his 40 acres and his mule. What else does he want?
Not really.
Mark. Oh, we got that. I'm happy with that. If you
want
to
do that. All right, fine. We'll have to do that. Happy birthday, Jason.
Come on.
I'm not doing it.
That is
now
sorry.
Now let's stop down for a little clap.
All right, my buddy Eric Blumenfeld is shamelessly awful. Self-promoting his birthday on Facebook. Is that gay or not gay?
Gay.
He's 26.
Gay. Eric Blumenfeld.
This is interesting. Somebody, Keith, wanted me to mention. It says, Dan, please mention... Handel in today's Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Or Handel.
Is it Handel?
The
Handel's Messiah? Is that what it's called?
Handel.
Not Handel?
No, it's Handel.
Handel.
Well, I don't know, dude. I wasn't around.
The Handels.
Martha and the Handels.
Superstar composer George Frederick Handel. And he really wants me to mention
him. And...
it's Angel.
Hey, Dan, did you get Jill Smith?
No, I did not get Jill Smith.
They didn't pronounce things like the What does she look like? The Handrell sisters.
How old is she today?
Can you send out a very special happy, happy 29th birthday to a friend of mine, KC the Funkmaster? Tell him to watch the Jaeger shots this time. Oh, pow, pow. Can you tell me where Expo has been? I'm not sure. Love you, boys. Jill. And I have two pictures. Mike, you want me to forward these to you?
Please do.
That guy sounds like a doucher.
Where?
That's one.
Oh, yeah.
That's one. And
damn.
Here's the other one.
That's two bikini pictures, Mike.
Two chicks in a bikini, and then there's
all right, well, let's get them out of here. What do you say?
Backwards butt shot with the looking over her shoulder.
Dude.
All right.
Click forward.
Get those bad boys out here.
All right, forward that to me, too, so we can all
it's
open it at the
you,
same
sir.
Time tonight.
It's forwarded to you, and I'm about to send it
and
to you right now, Ryan.
See all right,
thank you, Donovan.
Tell me about it on Facebook, Dan.
Let's do a conference call.
Let's do a conference call and see who could be done first.
Corby, you want this to you also?
Absolutely.
What is your email address?
Who's in?
I'm in.
Corby right. Davidson at allgoall7.com.
Do you have a Cumulus account?
Elsewhere.
No, I don't.
Steve Avery, 39.
Hotmail dude.
Okay. Well, well, well. Dave Justice, 43. Well, well, well.
Who's Greg? Steve Avery? Darn right.
Always known as Steve-O.
Greg Maddox is 43.
Mike's brother.
Marvin Miller is 92.
Marvin.
Now, what's the deal with his arm? And he licked it half off or something?
Greg Maddox did?
No, Marvin Miller. Didn't he have a puny arm?
Pete Rose is 68.
Philly's
am I
great.
Wrong here? Mike?
Hold on, everybody. A guy on his way to the ballpark,
so.
Or maybe right there, right now.
Marvin Miller had a tiny hand
okay.
or a mutant elbow or...
You could focus on that if
maybe
you want.
Maybe Quattro from...
I know...
Total Recall.
Total Recall come out of his chest.
All right. You know, if that's all you want to know somebody for, that's your business.
I know him as Radar on MASH.
Oh.
Out at the ballpark right now, good friend of ours, Greg Zahn, 38.
Greg Zahn, happy Johnny. Birthday.
Why don't y'all have him on today?
Tomorrow. Are you booking him for tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm going to go out there and hopefully catch up with him and talk to him in person.
Oh, look at me.
Well, we want to talk to him.
Hopefully catch up.
Oh, you guys want to talk to him too?
Hey,
I
Greg,
think I'm coming up tomorrow.
From the bad radio show.
I don't know if you remember this, but I have diabetes. I got it since we last talked.
Yeah.
You, you probably heard.
You like the troops, Greg?
Then you know I was a Marine.
Right.
I'm squared away. Look at me,
I've
man.
Been
I'm squared
combat,
away.
You moron.
John Bell is 46.
You see those?
Doors.
Corby, you know who that is? John Bell.
John Bell, the lead singer of Widespread Panic. How old is he?
46.
Wow.
He's old.
Oh, man, this explains so much.
Wow.
I was wondering why he's been acting the way he is today. And
that
little on edge
is brilliant.
Don't worry. The heavy buzz of that stuff comes off after about the first hour, and then you're just going to mellow out for about 8 hours.
Brad Garrett is 49.
That's greatness, too.
Tom loves him.
Don't reduce Brad Garrett.
He's one of the few guys on TV that's actually funny.
Dropped a ball.
I'm hilarious. Is he on TV, though?
Him and Letterman.
Oh, my God. What an insult to Letterman. Oh, my God.
Dude, Brad Garrett's funny.
Stop paying attention to Super Bowl.
He is.
I know.
Sarah Michelle Gellar is 32.
Oh, yeah.
Buddy. Or Buffy.
Didn't she kiss that chick in that one movie?
Buddy from Family.
From Family.
With the spit line.
Wasn't
come
that,
on, someone help me out. Help me out, movie buzz.
Family Affair. Sorry.
Yeah, Sarah Michelle Gellar kissed somebody.
Movie buzz. What was the spit line? What was the movie?
Anthony Michael Hall is 41.
Cruel Intentions.
From the
Cruel
Breakfast
Intentions.
Club, Johnny B. Good, Edward Scissorhands.
Thanks, Brilliance.
Has he been on our show?
He was great on Saturday Night.
You know what? Maybe you should get him on tomorrow and promote 16 Candles. That'd be great.
Hey, if you're jealous that I saw Step Brothers before you, then that's fine.
Right.
What's this guy's deal?
What is this guy's deal? Loretta Lynn is 74.
Snake.
She has a daughter who's 61. Is that weird?
Cool hand.
That's Loretta Swit. Now, here's some spares.
Somebody go! Somebody go! God Almighty!
What was her husband's name, Mike? I'm
sure everybody knows Doolittle. I'm still hanging around Dallas a little bit.
If your sack were bursting with milk, wouldn't you want to be milked in
the Doolittle, right?
No, it was Dooley or Dudley or
Doolittle.
Wiener. No, I don't think it was Doolittle.
I think you're right, it was Wiener.
Brad Osmus is 40.
Catcher.
Doolittle.
What?
It was Doolittle?
Doolittle there.
Thank you, Garrett, Dan.
Oh, okay.
Stan Humphries is 44.
Oh, that's an Eagles
Charger.
The man,
look
right?
Look at you, kid.
Cardinals?
No.
Big home run hitter?
Cynthia Cooper is 46.
Channel 8. The Rolls are ours.
That's Cynthia Isaguirre. Mark Macon is 40.
Well, boy, the Sterminator would be going Merkin. Nuts over him.
Merkin?
No, Macon.
Merkin.
Macon.
Merkin?
Macon, Norm. Mike Merkin. Trombley is 42. Carlos Perez is 38.
From South America.
That's all I got.
That's terrible.
Born on this day.
Stan Humphries, Holmes.
That's
the Super
good.
Bowl quarterback.
I'll give you that. Give you that.
Born on this day, now dead, Rod Steiger.
That's a pretty good actor, Mike.
Yeah, that was some greatness. You bet it was.
Dead on this day, still dead, Burl Ives.
Burl.
Frosty the Snowman.
Burl.
Otherwise known as.
And Mr. In Between.
Greatness?
Frosty the Snowman.
Burl? No.
We don't think Burl Ives is greatness?
I do.
Sure
no.
We do.
Nah.
Donovan says no.
Not in the community.
So he's not.
You're wrong.
Oh.
Donovan, right. Did you like Frosty the Snowman?
It was all right.
Just because snow is white, Donovan.
That's right.
Did you like Marianne Regrets?
It turns black eventually.
Did I like what, Mike?
Marianne Regrets?
I don't know what that is.
That's a big Burl Ives hit.
Well, no, I don't like it.
What's this guy's?
Because I don't know it.
Do you like Holly Jolly Christmas? Or Silver and Gold?
I like Holly Jolly Christmas.
Silver and
yeah,
Gold.
Yeah, Holly Jolly
Have
Christmas.
Have a Holly Jolly Christmas.
That's Burl Ives.
It's the best time of the year.
Toot, toot.
Oh, good golly, have a Holly Jolly Christmas this year.
Toot, toot.
Ho, ho, the mistletoe. You kiss
Who
some
you calling
chick
a ho?
Under it. And hopefully you will put your hand on her.
I don't know what.
Not
finish
next
it.
One.
Come on.
I don't
Not
know what that
one.
Is. Hand on a what?
And dead on this day, still dead, Ellen Corby.
Yep.
Miss Out. Oh, wait a minute. Who is that? Is
Ellen
that Miss
Snake.
Ellie?
Corby?
That's Miss Ellie, right? On Dallas.
The Grandma Walton.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I knew it was some country southern ding dong show.
Oh, boy.
Tyler, what do you think about that?
Hey,
who liked the Waltons?
Nobody.
Some garbage, man.
Where was that set? Was that set in the South?
Virginia.
Ah, stupid South.
The West Virginia song.
Hardline next.